أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله أوله بلا أول كان قبل وآخره بلا آخر يكون بعده الذي قصرت عن رؤيته أبصار الناظرين وأجزت عن نعته أوهام الواصفين. ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا حبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في محكم كتابه المجيد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوا بها، صدق الله العلي العظيم. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Condolences upon the shahadat of Amir al-Mu'mineen, to the Imam of our time, to all of the lovers of Ahl Bayt alayhi salam, to all of you brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you or give you the ajr upon this musibat of the loss of Imam al-Muttaqeen, our first Imam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide the ajr for our marhumin as well, and mahshur them with the noor of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم. The verse which I recited is from the Quran, which points out وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوا بِهَا. Certainly there are divine beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and invoke these beautiful names in order that a person reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we are discussing the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, last night we pointed out to few aspects through which we could analyze, through which we could understand what sort of character, what sort of personality Hazrat Amir had. And tonight as well, we will dedicate that. And at this time, however, it is required for us to have a sound understanding of the Asma Ilahi, the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to understand the Waliullah, in order to understand the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Khalifatullah. To understand God, we find two burhan, or two proofs of knowing God. They call it, there is a burhan-e-in and burhan-e-lim. And we tend to see these two type of burhan of in and lim, which in Arabic means within the du'as as well. For example, in a du'a we recite, Allahumma arrifni nafsak, fa'innaka in lam ta'arrifni nafsak, lam arif nabiyak. O Allah, provide me the opportunity, the ma'rifat of your nafs, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And if I don't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I will not be able to understand nabiyak. Allahumma arrifni nabiyak, fa innaka illam ta'arrifni nabiyak, lam arif hujjatak. O Allah, give me the opportunity or the knowledge or understanding of the nabi. And if I don't understand the nabi, I will not be able to understand the hujjat. Right? Allahumma arrifni hujjatak. فَإِنَّكَ إِنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْنِ هُجَّتَكَ لَمْ أَعْرِفْ دِينَكَ. Well, and then after that, وَذَلَّلْتُ عَنْ دِينِي, or لَمْ أَعْرِفْ دِينَكَ وَذَلَّلْتُ عَنْ دِينِي. I will not be able to understand your hujjat, and if I don't know your hujjat, hujjat means the proof of God, the Khalifatullah, the Imam of the time, and if I don't know the Imam of the time and the hujjat, I have gone astray in my deen, in my religion. This is very similar to the hadith of the Prophet. Our du'as, our hadith and ziyarat, they are all, you know, appreciate each other, and they are reference of each other. You know, it's like a beautiful carpet which are woven with different colors, and they are connected to each other, and they aid each other, they help each other. All of the ziyarat as well, the du'as as well, and the hadith as well. The famous hadith of the Prophet that a person who doesn't recognize the Imam of the time, he has died a death of jahiliyat. So it is very important to recognize, to know the Imam of the time. And as a matter of fact, the fruit of knowing the Imam of the time is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you know the Imam of the time, That means we will be able to understand God. In one of the khutbahs of Imam Hussein alayhi salam before leaving to Karbala, before leaving to Makkah, he mentions in the khutbah of Medina, you know, Ya Yuhannas ma khalaq Allah. Oh people, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create the creation? He says he created the creation in order that the creation recognize God. And then somebody stood up. There's a long khutbah. In the end, a man stands up and he asks, what is ma'rifatullah azza wa jal? What is really knowing God, ma'rifat of God, understanding God? What is it really? Then the imam replies, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ma'rifat of the imam of the time. So if a person have the ma'rifat of the imam of the time, then he will be able to understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a true understanding. So a person who doesn't understand God, obviously zallaltu an dini. He will die a death of ignorance if he doesn't know God. So the ma'rifat and the understanding of the imam is so crucial, is so important, that our understanding of God sits on it. And now one would ask here that we don't know our imam, he's not present here. But we know for the fact that Awwaluna Muhammad, Awsatuna Muhammad, Wa Kulluna Muhammad, Wa Akhiruna Muhammad, Wa Kulluna Muhammad, right? So if we recognize any of the imam, if we have the ma'rifat of the imams, whether that be Imam Hussein, Imam Rida alayhi salam, or, you know, Imam Ali alayhi salam, that is nothing but the ma'rifat of the imam of the time itself, because they are all Muhammad. Because they are all that perfect soul. They are all Khalifatullah. They are all Insan Hai Kamil, that perfect human beings. So if we recognize them, if we know them, then we will be able to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is not detrimental to our Tawheed. Because many tend to criticize that Shias tend to emphasize too much about the Imamat. If you know the Imam, it is as if knowing Allah. If you don't know the Imam, then you have died the death of Jahiliyyah. You know, these are Shia traditions, and the Shias are talking about. And if we want to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why do we need intercession? Why do we need Imams? We can connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. There's no doubt about it. Yes. And we connect to Allah directly as well. And that's what the Imams have taught us. If you look at the Munajat of Shabaniya, Allahumma arrifni nafsak, this is direct. Allahumma iftatu thana'u bihamdik, this is direct. Khallisna minan nar, this is direct. But through whom we got this? Who interceded to provide us with this du'as and this ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says in Surah Safat, Subhanallahi amma yusifoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot be depicted, cannot be described. Subhanallah. He is beyond. He is sublime. He is subhan. Allahi amma yusifoon. There is no sifat. Cannot be described who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. No one could. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides us a methodology or a way. Just like wal asr innal insana lafi khusr. Certainly, insan is at loss. No matter how much he strive, no matter how much he is at loss. Or as we said, inna nafsa ammarata bisu. Our soul commands evil, that's it. That's how we are. Our soul commands evil. But at the same time, Allah is Rahman and Rahim. He says, illa ma rahima rabbi. Right? Except that soul upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon that soul. So we should ask for the mercy on these souls, that we are not deviated, that we don't deviate, that our soul does not command evil. So here as well, you know, as it says, Subhanallah wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, certainly at loss, but illa alladhina, illa ma rahima rabbi, illa alladhina, amanu wa aminu salihat, that is there. So Subhanallah amma yusifun, no doubt about it. Who can really describe or define Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can? Who have the possibility to do so? We are all limited. We are makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our intellect is so limited, regardless of what intellect that could be, even that insana kamil. Even the Prophet, he says, Rabbi zidni ilma. Even the Prophet asked for the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the astonishment and the knowledge that he should know how mysterious the Lord is, right? So subhanallah amma yusifun, but illa ibadallahi mukhlasun, except for those individuals who are mukhlas with a fatha lam, not mukhlas with a kasra lam. There's a difference. The fatha lam, mukhlas, are those who are purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innama yuridullah liyudhiba ankum ar-rijsa ahli al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathira. The Quran is clearly mentioning that. And many Muslims, they recite the Quran, but why are they not looking into it? Why are they not trying to understand what is in which direction the Quran is trying to point out? فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْسَبْ, as we were recently doing tafsir of Surah Nashr. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْسَبْ, Surah Alam Nashra. When فَرَغْتَ, when you're finished with your mission, فَانْسَبْ, do the nasab, do the appoint no one but that very that Ghadir Qum, Wilayat Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. Right. So why Muslims are not really questioning or investigating? And when poor Muslims, they question their mullahs or their imams, they say, oh, don't ask these questions, it's bid'ah. You're not supposed to ask this about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Why are they so worried about this, about the Shia school, Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad? So, subhanallah amma yusifun illa ibadallahi mukhlas. But those who are mukhlas, not mukhlas. Mukhlas is also a very good quality. Mukhlas are those who purify themselves, who are struggling and striving. They ask Ayatullah Bahjat, how can a person reach to the maqam of being a mukhlas? Because it's a maqam, it's a station, right? So Ayatullah Bahjat said, when a person tries to be mukhlas, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allot him or give him the maqam of becoming mukhlas. So one have to try and struggle to be sincere and mukhlas continuously. Bring that sincerity in us. And when that sincerity comes in us, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asra bi'abdihi layl min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Was that safar, was that journey possible by Prophet himself in that 1/10 of a second from Masjid al-Haram to Aqsa to Khanaqah al-Husayn? Was that possible? Right? That sincerity of the Prophet, 40 odd years, and that struggle. That's why Allah says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. We have expanded your heart. Right? Now, this is something great, a great favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasn't given this favor to anybody. And as I was mentioning in the tafsir class as well, just quickly mention it, I have to go back to the topic. Prophet said to Allah, Prophet says, I regret that why did I ask this? He says, oh Allah, you provided wind to the prophets. You provided the miracle of raising from death, right? Parting of the sea, so on and so forth, right? Then Allah replied, were you not yateem that I took care of you? Were you not in the dalalat that I guided you? And then finally, that the final blow, right? Allah says, Alam nashra laka sadrak. The expansion of the heart is the greatest ni'mat that any prophet could have. The sadr, the expansion of the heart, was provided to the Prophet but no one else. As it was provided to the Prophet, that heart had the capacity to bring that Quran today. And that Quran becomes a living miracle. The other miracles were for that limited period of time. But it is the heart of the Prophet which allowed that Quran to be here, and it is still here. And that remained. And it's a living miracle. Till the day of judgment. If it was Asa Musa, it is gone. If it was raising from the death, Isa is gone. If it was for the parting of the Red Sea, the Yad-e Bayda, you know, that illuminating hand of Musa, or other miracles, they are are no longer here. But we have Quran today. This is the strength of that heart to make that miracle still alive. It is the strength of that individual where the iron rods, where the grave of that imam is, becomes cure. It is the strength of that soul that resides in that chamber that becomes a miracle in itself. So, subhanallah, yamma yusifoon, except that those who have the, you know, who've been purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we were saying, Allahumma arrifni nafsak. Oh Allah, this is one type of understanding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, knowing Allah directly. The other is through the ayat. You know, as it afala yatadabburuna, you know, fil Quran, afala, you know, yatafakkaruna fil ayat. You know, ayat, these are signs. And through these signs, one comes to the understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the like fashion, the way one understands Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is understood in the same fashion as well. You see the asarat of that waliullah, of that khalifatullah, and you recognize him that he is the wali. And he is the rightful one, right? There was an old lady who was fetching water at a well. The Prophet comes and he says, "You're so old, you need any aid or any assistant or any help in this heat." Then she said, "Well, Ellen, good, Bismillah." So he started to help this lady. He filled the water skin. And then he did not stop there. He said, "Where are you? Where is your place? Where is your home?" She said, "You know, I live a bit far." Then the Prophet himself lifted this, you know, water skin in that heat and walked with this old lady. The other ashab said, "Shall we really help you?" The Prophet said, "No, let me carry the weight of my ummah myself." Prophet himself. And while walking with her, as you all know, you know, a lady as well, plus an old lady as well, she was speaking and speaking and speaking in all her journey. She was nothing but cursing this new prophet who came in the Arabia. And then finally, she reaches the destination. She says, "Thank you so much. You're such a kind man. I have never seen a man like you. Who are you?" "I am the new prophet that you are cursing me." She says, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah." So you recognize the truth of the person through his actions, the same way through the asar, through the qualities. You know that person. Sometimes you recognize a person by his zaat, the same way Allahumma arrifni nafsak, through his zaat himself, it's, you know, itself. So when we look at the personality of Amirul Mumineen, we could look at the asar that are there, but the greater, obviously the greater form of understanding is looking at, examining, investigating the zaat, the essence itself. That is the greatest, rather than the asar, right? And both are valid. Both are taking us to the same destiny. Our destination is the same. Now, when we look at the Zat of Amirul Mu'mineen, let's go through a premise. And then after that, we'll try to understand the essence of Amirul Mu'mineen. With a salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The existence, we ourselves included, is nothing but manifestation of the divine, is nothing but the reflection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. On the token where a poet says, when you see yourself in the mirror, that is you and not you, the same way the creation is God but not God. That is why, as we mentioned earlier, that Imam Khomeini says that alam mahzar khudast, dar mahzar khuda guna na kuni. You know, this whole alam, this whole creation is in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, do not really commit a sin in this presence. So this whole creation is nothing but reflecting the divine names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. They are reflecting the divine names of Allah. However, there is شدة وضعف. The شدة, you know, the strength of these names in certain things are greater, in certain things are less. It cannot be other than this. It just cannot be other than this. Not only just the names, for us to understand, as we say, there are, you know, 99 names. However, Allah Tabatabai, in one of the verses which talks about Asma'ul Husna, in Surah Araf, chapter number 7, I think verse number 100, I'm forgetting the verse. However, he mentions where it discusses Asma'ul Husna. He says there are 170 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Joshan and Kabir, we have 1,000 odd names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you take it for 99 names, every created shay have all these 99 names within it. And insan is the one who tend to have the most of these names. And that is why he is Khalifatullah. Even a particle, a pebble of sand, in that as well you have the divine names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it cannot be other than that. Maybe in that pebble, the reflection of aql or the reflection of ilm could be less compared to the reflection of an ilm in an animal, for instance, right? And it cannot be other than that. How can we imagine? There is only one wujud, and that is nothing but the wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it is, right? And that is why, and that this is where our masumin alayhi salam wants us to reach. This is ma'rifat. This is what they are giving us. This is the real reality of tawassul, to come to this understanding of tawheed. This is tawassul. When they are criticizing us that, you know, why do you have to do tawassul to masumi alayhi salam? To really understand what tawheed is. When we understand that, then we will be able to recite wasma du'a idha da'utuk, wasma nida idha nadaytuk, فَقَدْ حَرَبْتُ إِلَيْكَ وَبَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مُنَاجَاتُ شَعْبَانِيَ مَوْلَايَ يَا مَوْلَايِ مُنَاجَاتُ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. If we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that fashion, that His presence is everywhere and He's everywhere, then only we'll be able to connect in that fashion. That we tell to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any formalities. I call you and you listen. وَاسْمَا دُعَا إِذَا دَعُوتُكْ وَاسْمَا نِدَا إِذَا نَعِدَيْتُكْ. As if there is, you know, he owe us or something, you know. That sort of relationship is provided through the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Now, I'm pretty sure that we will not be able to cover tonight. Inshallah, tomorrow as well, we'll look at the same argument. Perhaps at least we'll lay some of the premise of the real discussion that we might have. So every created shay have the divine asma of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why we tend to find the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam as saying ma ra'aytu illa jamila. Whatever I, Imam Hussein cried for shimmer instead of crying on his own self or on his own children, because shimmer is an insan and he doesn't want that he goes to hell through him or because of him, because they are umana ur rahman. We recite in Ziyarat-e-Jamia that they are the minarets of mercy. They are merciful. What was the wasiyat of Amir al-Mumineen? Free Ibn Muljim. That was his wasiyat. Or strike him the same way he has. And that's what they did. And there was a reason for doing it, because ahkam should be carried out for the Jamia, for the society to be in harmony. If it is not carried out, then obviously injustice will take place. But the will, the wasiyat of Amir al-Mumineen was free him. This points out to that ultimate mercy, which is reflected in the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. As we said, insan have that capacity to really reflect all of these 99 names within him. He reflects that in the perfect harmony. So now, to understand that, as we said, this premise is required. And this discussion will aid us and help us understand the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, the wujud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself. And that's what our imams want. The very first khutbah, the very first dua in Sayfa Sajjadiyah, the very first khutbah in Nahjul Balagha is of Tawheed. You know, the very first dua in Sayfa Sajjadiyah is of Tawheed. Right? So, ism, name, as we are talking about, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَعُ الْحُسْنَى. Ism as a name. As they say, name really means that something, you know, in Lughat, it means sima. You know, it indicates, it sort of points out in the direction for the person who is listening to understand what is being mentioned. That's what ism means. First, we'll look at what ism means, like walillahil asmaul husna. We're talking about asma, the names, right? So a name is a thing which a person, when he listens, he understands what a person is talking about, right? And sometimes these names are of actions, you know, like for example, and sometimes these names are of the, you know, absolute particular individual itself, like qatil or qadir or katib. You know, qatil is the one who kills. Qadir is the one who have the qudra. Hakim is the one who is the ruler. These are the names, right? And sometimes the names are of the individual itself, or they are absolute, they are abstract. Such as Zayd, Jafar, Amr, Bakr, you know. So the same way in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well, there is the Asma'i Zat, which is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in its essence. They are known as the Asma'i Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for us to understand the Asma'i Zat, we do not need or require anything through which we could understand the Ism-i Zat. When I say Zayd, you know, I don't need to say anything. If you know Zayd, you know Zayd. You know, I don't have to say. If you don't know Zayd, then I will say, you know, the one who drives this car, the one who have three children, he's the husband of this. And these are the all sort of qualities I'm talking about. Then you understand who Zayd is. But if you know Zayd, I'll just say Zayd, you know who Zayd is. So on the same token, the Asma'i Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't require any fail. It is his Zat, his existence itself. And they are considered to be three, which is Hayat, which is Hay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hay. There's no sort of, you know, a fail that really requires to really show what life is as. He is Hay by Zatan, by his essence. His Hayat and Ilm. And his Ilm, that knowledge, is Mutlaq. And then Qudra, he is Qadir. And as a matter of fact, these three yesterday we kind of had a discussion of life. A life will be successful or perfect if a person have perfection is Qudrat and in knowledge, when we are talking about Amir al-Mu'mineen, right? So in the same, so this, even the Ilm and Qudrat really returns back to the Hay, to that Hayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is considered as the Ism-i Zat of Allah. Allah is a being who is Hay, who is full of life. And that is the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala itself, and it cannot be described or defined in any way possible. That's how it is. Because in the very first poetry, because the scholars, they used to write things in a form of poetries, you know, like the books of Ahkam, they write a poetry and then explanation. The books of philosophy, history as well, or even Adabiyat in the Arabic language as well. They write a poetry and then the explanation. Share Manzuma is one of the traditional texts of philosophy by Mullah Hadi Sabzawari, 19th century, you know, a personality for whom it has been mentioned that in his Namaz-e-Shab, he would read Jawshan-e-Kabir. Many unique, special, you know, treaties comes from Mullah Hadi Sabzawari. He really revived the transcendental philosophy of Mullah Sadra. Mullah Sadra was in 16th century. It was a unique, marvelous sort of personality. Then in the 19th century, he sort of revived that. Anyway, so here, Mullah Hadi Sabzawari, in the very first poetry where he's discussing, you know, existence. You know, he's introducing existence. He says that there cannot be any definition of the existence, or if you want to put in the bracket of the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the existence of God. Because a definition needs to be much clearer than the existence itself. And God is the most clearest. How can one really define existence? Where that is so apparent and so clear. Because a definition has to be clearer than what I'm defining. And Allah is absolute and the clear. So the Zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's so apparent, and the asma which is designated or given to them, to the zat of that, is the, you know, hayat, hay, budan, you know, the hay, the hayat, la life, is a life, and ilm and qudrat. These are the asma zati of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a matter of fact, you know, no one could really enter or comprehend the zat, even the perfect of the perfect, because it is a mystery altogether. And it is a journey of every soul to really know God. And we are all on a journey, and that's what it is. You know, this few minutes that we are spending here in Barzakh, we have to spend hours and hours to really understand this. So if this few minutes here of understanding the Zat and the Ism-e Fail and all that, we better do the homework here, because over there it will be much more difficult. Right? Because ya ayyuhal insan or ya ayyuhan nas innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. Oh, human being, you are on a journey to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All insan, everybody is on a journey to meet Allah. Christians will meet, Yahud will meet, everybody will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what type of meeting? Right? So here the zat is the mystery. Nobody can really comprehend and understand what that is. We only are aware of the names of the Zat. These type of, you know, we are discussing these things in a technical sort of, through proofs, philosophically, right? But these things are supposed to, for us to really witness and see with all our wujud and with all our existence. That's what is required, and that's what we should really ask for. Oh Allah, show me yourself. That's what all prophets ask. We mentioned about Musa alayhi salam. When the beloved becomes closer to the lover, he wants to see the lover. He just can't stop not having the glimpse of the lover. He will ask, and we have to ask for that. And there's nothing wrong in asking. Oh Allah, show me. I want to see you. And when we see, we'll go unconscious. And when we go unconscious, we'll download more of Allah. Because when a person is sleeping, he's not sleeping, he's downloading data from the metaphysical realm. That's why Hazrat Ibrahim, when he downloaded, he wants to kill his own son. That's why when the Prophet downloaded, when he was sleeping, it was the wahi, isn't it so? So when we all go to sleep, our sleep must be a medium of downloading metaphysical reality. That's what the Prophet used to emphasize. People sleep in order to learn. And the Prophet would ask his ashab next morning, what have you learned last night? And then the Prophet would say that eat less at night so that you can remember what you have dreamt. So even when we die as well, we are downloading data on the level of barzakh. And when we are raised, and when we die again after dying, because there are, you know, different dying being mentioned in the Quran, we die in this dunya, we go in barzakh. And when we are in barzakh, we are considered as dead, but still we are downloading. In barzakh, we've been taught, as Hazrat Amirul Mumineen says, I do not like to die young, but I would rather like to die old, because I want to learn. I do not like to enter paradise just like that, but I would like to learn the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it is. So even in barzakh, a person will be downloading continuously. So the aspect of sleep and sleep should be a vehicle of learning and educating. So, salat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So these things that we are mentioning is on the basis of philosophical understanding and on the basis of the hadith and du'as that we have, and we connect them and we try to understand. But still it is providing us like a stick. We are still blind. You know, when they ask Ibn Sina, what is the difference between an arif and a filsuf and a philosopher? A philosopher walks with the wooden feet. His feet are wooden. It is cut, then he makes again, he's trying to walk to reach the goal. Or a philosopher is the one who uses a cane to reach his goal. But an arif, a mystique, is the one who sees and he attends and he reaches his goal. So Allahumma arifni nafsak. That's what we ask for. We ask for that marifat. So these asma, as we are talking about, which is from the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you have the asma afhal, the fail of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we will inshallah discuss, you know, further, because we have to, you know, also fulfill our rituals and responsibilities and our grief and sorrow through our matam. It is very important, my advice to my young ones. The source of hidayat for us is in the azadari. It is through that. We have to participate in that. You know, Imam Khomeini, that personality says, you know, Islam is revived. Islam remained because of Muharram and Safar. It is that azadari. And that is why they want to destroy or cut that some way or the other. You know, the enemies, they wanted to destroy Islam. They attacked Imam Hussein. They killed Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Then the Azadari was alive. That kept the message of Imam Hussein alive. Now what they want to do is they want to infiltrate within the Shias and somehow undermine the Azadari. Somewhere or the other, create ikhtilaf among the azadars of Imam Hussein, amongst the azadars of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Tonight is the 28th night where Muhammad ibn Hanafiyye, the son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, mentions that when his father was at home, he was in a very painful state. And when he would wake up, he would ask for his children and he would ask them to really put a pillow behind him, and he would sit. And then he would speak to them and he would advise them. And it was on the 20th where the children of Amirul Mumineen, seeing their father first time in their life, praying while sitting down. It was not easy for them to see their father, who used to worship standing up in prayers all night. Now he is in a state. He is injured. He has become weak because of the effect of the poison. He is sitting down and praying. He doesn't have that strength. The children would cry. And here Amirul Mu'mineen called Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And he says, "Oh Hussein, it is very difficult for the father to see you in this state of crying." Because they say they cried so much that their cheeks were wounded. Umm Kulsum and Hazrat Zainab says that our tears are not stopping, oh father, to look at you in this state. Then the father would say that will calm them down and says, "You know, I will be meeting my beloved. I will be meeting Fatima. That's where I'm going. I will be meeting Rasulullah. What more do you want?" The children would say that our tears is not for you, O father. Our tears is for us. That who will take care of us? This is reminding us of those days when Prophet left us. And here the father goes unconscious. And then he will wake up again. And then he will call the children. And he will even allow those people who are waiting outside, trying to have a glimpse of the Imam. Because the house of Imam Ali alayhi salam was surrounded by people. Imam Ali was very favorite, especially of the orphans, because he was known as the father of the orphans. The children of Kufa are becoming yatim. Today we are becoming yatim. We are becoming orphan. We are losing our Imam. Imam Ali, in one of the traditions, we find the depiction, the sketch of this man who is becoming a horse for the young ones, who is standing in the middle and all the orphans are dancing around him. And Imam Ali is giving honey to each and every one of them with his own hands. Imam Ali is playing with them, sitting with them, with the poor ones. He would go in the wilderness and sit with the lepers, sit with them. And one of the reports says that Imam Ali would love to clean their house, would love to clean them. So here, Imam goes unconscious, he comes back to conscious, and then he says that I saw Rasulullah. And he gave me the glad tidings, the time is coming near. And then once he called those who were standing outside, the ashab and the friends, and then he says, Saluni qabla an tafqiduni. In that state of pain, he is telling people that to ask before you lose me. You know, this really shows that he really want to educate the masses. This action of his is showing that how education is so important. What has happened to the followers of Amirul Mumineen? What has happened to the lovers of Amirul Mumineen? Why are they not excelling in education? On this 19th night, on this 20th, where Amirul Mumineen is injured, and he is saying, ask me before you lose me. I want to provide that knowledge. I want to give you the knowledge. And then finally, as people disperse, one Sahabi, Azbakh, was known as, he stands outside. Ghar ke bahir hi Azbakh thehre hue the. Aur Azbakh, jab ek ashab karke ja rahe the, Amirul Mumineen Hujr ko sada ki, Hujr ibn Udai. Aur unhe kareeb bulaya. Aur Hujr girya karne lage. اور پھر اس کے بعد حضرت امیر نے کہا حجر کیا یہ محبت کب تک تمہارے پاس رہے گی کہا کہ مولا میں نیست اور نابود ہو جاؤں اس کے باوجود بھی میں آپ کی محبت میرے دل میں رہے گی چاہے مجھے فنا بھی کر دیا جائے یہاں پہ حضرت امیر حجر کے لیے دعا کرتے ہیں وہ صحابی ہے یہ اور دشمنی ناسبیوں کا دیکھیے آپ جو حجر کی خبر کے ساتھ مسمار کریں پھر اس کے بعد تمام اصحاب چلے گئے اور جبھی بھی حضرت امیر ہوش میں آیا کرتے تھے اہل بیت علیہ السلام بلند بلند گریا کرنے لگتے تھے جب صدائے گریا ام کلثوم اور حضرت زینب باہر جاتی تھی تو امام حسن اور امام حسین مچل جاتے تھے اور باہر جا کے لوگوں سے کہتے تھے آپ لوگ چلے جائیے یہاں پہ نہیں رکیے کیونکہ خواتین کی گریے کی آواز آ رہی ہے اور سب لوگ چلے جاتے تھے لیکن ایک صحابی امیر المومنین ازبق جس کا نام تھا وہ وہیں پہ بیٹھا ہوا تھا اور پھر جیسا ہی گھر سے گریے کی آواز آنے لگتی تھی باہر ازبق بھی گریا کرنے لگتا تھا پھر اس کے بعد امام حسن باہر آتے ہیں دیکھتے ہیں ازبق تم سے میں نے نہیں کہا تم چلے جاؤ ازبق کہتے ہیں کہ میرے پاؤں جواب دے چکے میرے پاؤں اجازت نہیں دے رہے ہیں کہ میں گھر کے طرف لوٹا جاؤں میرا آغا میرا مولا اس حالت میں مجھے صرف ایک دفعہ اجازت دے دے کہ میں علی کی زیارت کر سکوں امام حسن اندر جاتے ہیں پھر اس کے بعد اذن دیا جاتا ہے ازبخ کو اجازت دی گئی اور یہ صحابی اندر آتا ہے اور جیسا ہی دیکھتا ہے مولا کو اس حالت میں گریا کرنے لگتا ہے ماتم کرنے لگتا ہے ازبخ سے یہ روایت ملتی ہے ازبخ کہتا ہے کہ مولا کے سر پہ ایک پارچہ ایک کپڑا باندھا گیا تھا جو کپڑا در حقیقت سفید تھا لیکن ان اتنا زرد ہو چکا تھا کہ میں فرق نہیں کر پا رہا تھا حضرت علی کے چہرے میں اور اس کپڑے میں زخم سے چور حضرت علی کا چہرہ تھا خون جاری تھا اور ازبخ سے گفتگو کرتے ہیں ازبخ روایت پوچھتے ہیں کچھ موعظہ پوچھتے ہیں ہدایت پوچھتے ہیں روایت کہتے ہیں امام علی علیہ السلام ہدایت دیتے ہیں پھر اس کے بعد ازبخ سے کہتے ہیں چلا جا پھر اس کے بعد دوبارہ اہل بیت علیہ السلام قریب آتے ہیں اور پھر وصیتیں شروع کرتے ہیں دو وصیت میں آپ کی خدمت میں پیش کروں گا اور آپ کی زحمت کو تمام حضرت زینب کو قریب بلاتے ہیں اور پھر اس کے بعد وصیت کرتے ہیں کہ زینب تم صبر کرنا، وہ وقت آئے گا کہ امام حسین تمہارا بھائی گودال قتلگاہ میں ہوگا، زخموں سے چور ہوگا اور تم دیکھتی رہے گی خنجر چلایا جائے گا، زینب تم صبر کرنا۔ لیکن اس سے بعد والی جو منزل ہے وہ اور زیادہ صبر کی ہے، زینب تمہاری چادر چھینی جائے گی لیکن تم صبر کرنا۔ تمام اولاد امیر المومنین نزدیک ہے، لیکن ایک ایسا بچہ ہے جو دروازے کے پاس خاموشی سے ٹھہرا ہوا ہے، اور جیسا حضرت امیر کی نگاہ پڑتی ہے کہتے ہیں بیٹا عباس ذرا یہاں آ جانا۔ ابو الفضل کو قریب بلاتے ہیں، شانوں کو بوسا دیتے ہیں، پھر اس کے بعد وصیت کرتے ہیں عباس تم میرے بیٹے ہو، قیامت کے دن میں اپنا سر اونچا کر سکوں، اپنے جان کو قربان کر دینا۔ اور پھر اس کے بعد امام حسین کا ہاتھ ابو الفضل عباس کے ہاتھ میں دیتے ہیں، اور جب تک ابو الفضل عباس علیہ السلام کے شانے جدا نہیں ہوئے، جب تک ابو الفضل عباس روح اور جان حسین تھا۔ اسی وجہ سے جو توسل ہم کرتے ہیں ابو الفضل عباس کو، کہتے ہیں یا کاشف الکرب عن وجہ الحسین، اے اللہ اے کاشف کرب جو حسین کے چہرے سے پریشانی اور گرفتاری کو دور کرتا ہے، اکشف کربی بحق اخیک الحسین، کیونکہ وہ اخی ہے، کیونکہ وہ برادر حسین ہے جس کی وجہ سے پریشانی اور گرفتاری حسین دور ہو جاتی ہے۔ اور کربلا کا میدان تھا اور ابو الفضل عباس آئے، آج ہم پرساد ذکر امیر المومنین کے ساتھ ابو الفضل عباس کو، کیونکہ ذکر ابو الفضل عباس کے ساتھ امام زمانہ بھی اس مجلس میں تشریف لے آتے ہیں۔ ابو الفضل عباس نہر فرات پہ پہنچتے ہیں، پانی لیتے ہیں اور واپس آ رہے ہیں، اور جب پانی لے کر لوٹ رہے ہیں سیدھا ہاتھ میں مشخیزہ ہے، اور شقی ترین شخص آگے بڑھتا ہے اور شانے سے جدا کر دیتا ہے ابو الفضل عباس کے، مشخیزے کو دوسرے ہاتھ میں لیتے ہیں، دوسرا ہاتھ بھی جدا ہوتا ہے، شیر پڑھتے جاتے ہیں، کہتے ہیں اگر تم میرا سیدھا ہاتھ کاٹو گے کہ میں اپنے دوسرے ہاتھ سے دین کی حمایت کروں گا، امام کی مدد کروں گا، دوسرا ہاتھ بھی کاٹو گے اپنے وجود سے میں اپنے دین کی حمایت کروں گا، امام کی مدد کروں گا۔ اور پھر اس کے بعد جب دونوں شانے جدا ہو جاتے ہیں، مشخیزے کو دندان مبارک میں پکڑتے ہیں، مشخیزے کو ہدف قرار دیا جاتا ہے، مشخیزے پہ تیر چلایا جاتا ہے، مشخیزے میں مشخیزہ چھت جاتا ہے اور امید عباس تمام ہو جاتی ہے، آسمان کی طرف دیکھتے ہیں اور صدا بلند ہوتی ہے، ندا آتی ہے تم باب الحوائج ہو عباس، یا کاشف الکرب، سب مل کر پڑھیں یا کاشف الکرب عن وجہ الحسین، اکشف کربی بحق اخیك الحسین، یا کاشف الکرب عن وجہ الحسین، اکشف کربی بحق اخیك الحسین، ایک اور مرتبہ، یا کاشف الکرب عن وجہ الحسین، اکشف کربی بحق اخیك الحسین، ماتم حسین، یا حسین،
حسن